Hey, GWA. I am super excited because Toy Boy 0069 has written a story that I am going to read aloud to you for the very first time, and it's going to be super nerdy and probably very, very hot. So I'm really, really excited to get started. I have it open and I put a link to all of the stuff for you guys, and I guess this one is extra special because he actually recorded the intro to it. I have not heard it at all, so I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to put it in right here, and then I'll take over and we'll see what happens.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The Millennium Falcon dropped out of hyperspace, proximity alarms blaring over the whole ship. I seen him, Han yelled when Chewbacca pointed out the Imperial Interdictor ship in front of them. Han pushed the Falcon, trying to get back to hyperspeed, but he quickly realized that he could never escape the gravity field the Interdictor was casting. I'm afraid we're going to be boarded, Chewie. The Wookiee gave a growl. I know, Han answered, annoyed. If they find Jabba's spy shipment, we're as good as dead. Chewie waved his arms in the air, giving Han another tirade of growls. Easy, Chewie. Han tried to calm his friend. We're going to be all right. I won't let them take you back in slavery. Now help me dump the spice. Han got up and moved to the hallway. Chewbacca cocked his head, growling a question. Han turned around, giving an exasperated sigh. You know damned well why we can't put him in the shielded smuggling compartments. You of all people should understand. It took the Wookiee a second to reflect on that comment before he threw his arms in the air and followed his friend, but not without growling what a bad idea he thought this was. Han ignored the protests and hurried to the Falcon's garbage disposal. Come on, throw it in here. Chewie handed over a crate, but couldn't help growling one more question as it went down the hatch. Don't you worry about Jabba. We'll deal with him later. Now we need to get rid of this stuff before the Imperials board us. And thus, even though they knew it would mean their heads, Han and Chewie dumped the illegal loads just as the Imperials boarded for inspection.
Elia Startide was sitting in the small, dark space, her knees pressed against her chest as she heard the footsteps above her head. The purple-skinned Twi'lek had felt the ship coming out of hyperspace, and she had heard the voices of her saviors arguing. Then she had heard new voices, strict and short. And finally, things had gone silent. The fear of what might have happened made her Leku twitch. When the plate over her head was lifted away, she was ready to pounce, not willing to give up without a fight. But her muscles relaxed when she saw the familiar face of Han Solo hovering over her. You all right down there? He asked, reaching her a hand. Elia let out a sigh of relief. By the Force, I was so scared down here. There was the sound and footsteps. I heard you argue. Were we boarded by Imperials? Man, I thought we were going to die. They're gone now, right? Are we in trouble? She stopped talking when she noticed the slightly annoyed look on Han's face. She gave him a sheepish grin. Oops, I'm waterfalling again, she said in an apologetic tone as she grabbed his hand. Han pulled her out of the smuggling compartment with ease. Yeah, kinda, he nodded, putting the floor plate back in place. But no need to worry. They're gone now. Once everything was back in place, Han looked Elia up and down. Things had gone fast back at Jabba's palace, and he had obviously never got a good look at his stowaway. The purple Twi'lek had been a slave dancer in the palace. Jabba only took the best women as entertainment, and she was no exception. It was clearly visible from her slender form, firm breasts, and skimpy slave outfit that she had fallen in Jabba's taste. He, however, hadn't fallen in hers. One night, she had grabbed the chance to escape and hidden on one of the smuggling ships docked in the palace. Luckily for her, she had chosen the Falcon. Any other smuggler that would have found her in his smuggling compartments would have kicked her straight back to Jabba. But Han, even though he was a scoundrel, had a good heart. "So tell me," Han started, stopping short when he realized that he didn't know his passenger's name. "Elia," she quickly answered.
"Elia. Wish I could say I helped you out of the goodness of my heart, but I'm going to need some sort of compensation from you."
Han rubbed his fingers together, making it clear that it was money he wanted. The recently freed slave realized that she may not be as free as she thought.
"I was a slave. I don't have any money."
Han squinted.
"But you expect me to take you somewhere? Somewhere you can meet up with someone? Someone who has money, right?"
Elia averted her eyes. "There is no one out there for me. I just wanted to get away."
Han nodded. "Chewie, turn the ship around. We've got to take something back to Jabba."
He yelled over his shoulder towards the cockpit. Elia grabbed his arm. "Wait!" Han raised an eyebrow. She couldn't believe she was doing this. But she had to do worse to survive. "Maybe we could work something else out?" She looked at him with her big blue eyes as she slipped the net-like fabric from her outfit off her shoulders, leaving her upper body completely exposed. With a grin, Han looked over her again, letting his eyes rest on her full breasts and dark purple nipples.
"Forget that last part," he yelled over his shoulder. "Where do you want to go?"
he finally asked her. This question caught Elia off guard. She had planned to slip off the ship whenever it landed, not to be flown anywhere she pleased.
"The fourth moon of Yavin," she answered. "I hear there's a rebel base there, so might as well see if I can join the cause."
"Hey," Han interrupted her, holding up a finger. "I just need a location, not your life story."
He looked over his shoulder again.
"Chewie, set course to Yavin 4.
Elia could hear a growling answer before Han went on.
"I'm not going to try and do it." Where was I?
Before Han went on. "Yes, I'm certain this time. Now just go. I've got some things to take care of in the back."
Another growl. That I am not going to try to impersonate. Elia tried to glance over Han's shoulder, forgetting her nakedness for a moment.
"Is that a Wookiee? How did you get a Wookiee as a co-pilot? You know, I met a Wookiee once. They're quite..."
She was stopped short by a finger on her lips.
"If you want this to work," Han slowly started, "you'll have to use way fewer words than you are now. Got that?"
Elia looked down her nose at the finger on her lips and nodded. When Han was certain she got the picture, he took off his finger.
"Now, let's see if all those things I heard about Twi'lek physiology are true,"
he continued as he pulled down the rest of Elia's outfit.
"Now it is true," Han said,
running his fingers over the purple slit between her legs.
"That no matter what you do, or how big you take, your pussies become as tight as before."
Elia was kind of used to presenting her body to strangers by now. Still, she got shivers when Han's finger touched her down there, making her Leku quiver ever so slightly.
"Yes,"
she answered his question. She gasped when Han slid two fingers inside of her.
You aren't kidding, he said, curling up his fingers, trying to find if the G-spot was the same as with human women. When her knees buckled the moment he hit a rough spot, he grinned. It was the same, all right. When he pulled his fingers out, they were wet with slightly green juices. Curiously, he brought his fingers to his mouth. She didn't taste like a human, that was for sure. She tasted sweeter, almost fruity. With his trademark lopsided grin, he motioned towards a door in the back. Let's get more comfortable, shall we? Ilya smiled. She had no idea why, but she felt like she would enjoy this as well. As she walked in front of him, she let her dancer hips sway with every step. The moment she entered the small bedroom, she turned around and fell backwards on the bunk, opening her legs and spreading her pussy lips with her fingers. She motioned at Han to join her. Han was already taking his shirt off before they walked in the room, and by the time she was motioning for him, he was naked as well. He bent over Ilya, kissing her neck and working his way down her body. He kissed his way to her shoulder, only to find the Leku lying there. He started kissing it as well, remembering that these things were supposed to be quite sensitive. The way Ilya's body shivered under every kiss confirmed this. Once he reached the tip, he moved to her breast, taking her hard nipples in his mouth and licking over them with his tongue. Once she started moaning under his touch, he moved on. Kissing his way over her belly, he worked toward her pussy. The closer he got, the more she was squirming under his touches. Once he reached her pussy, he planted his lips over it, surprising her by sliding his tongue in deep right away. Ilya's back arched and surprised when she felt his tongue inside her. It had been a long time since she had been touched in such a loving and considerate way. But she also realized that this was supposed to be a payment for him, so she couldn't let him do all the work. I think, she stammered between moans, that it would be more of a payment if we switched places. Han grinned up at her. I think that sounds like a great idea. With a couple of moves, Han was sitting on the bed with Ilya towering over him. She looked down on him, enjoying the wonderment in his eyes. Lifting her hands over her head, she decided to give him a show. She was a professional dancer, after all. Swaying her hips to the humming of the engines, she turned around, showing off every side of her body. Keeping her hips swaying, she lowered herself over him, showing off her perfectly toned purple ass first. Then, as she lowered herself further, turning around, she flaunted her beautiful breasts in his face, allowing his lips to kiss her nipples once before going down further. Finally, she sat on her knees between Han's legs. Bending over, she planted her lips around his cock, sliding it in deep and swirling her tongue around it. With ease, she slid his full length in her mouth. There were a lot of species bigger than humans, and she had to entertain quite some of them in her slave days. With slender movements, she bobbed her head, letting Han's cock touch the back of her throat. She could hear his groans, that this was already driving him to the edge. She kept bobbing, faster and faster, her tongue swirling around his cock, caressing every inch of it. She felt his hands on her head as he pushed her over his cock, groaning in ecstasy and shooting his cum deep into her throat. She had always preferred the taste of human cum over that of most species. She kept sucking, making sure to catch every drop and swallowing it. Smiling up at Han, she winked. How's that for payment? Han frowned. Listen, that'll only get you halfway there, sister. She looked confused. Most species just collapsed after one orgasm. But when she looked down, She saw that his cock was still rock hard.
Round two. Han smiled. He would. As he motioned for her to get on her feet, he leaned back, presenting his cock to her. Now climb on. It's time for the second part of your payment. Ilya shook off the surprise and smiled again. Gladly, she answered, getting up and spreading her legs over him. She straddled his lower body, and as she opened her pussy with two fingers, she lowered herself onto Han's cock. She planted her pussy on the tip of his cock, just leaving it there for a second. Han had another idea, though. With one move, he thrust it up, surprising her as he slid ball deep into her tight pussy. She struggled to stay upright under the pressure spreading through her body. Pleasure spreading through her body. But when she regained her balance, she started using her dance skills again. With more flexibility than most human women, she started moving her hips. As she rode his cock like this, she leaned back, arching her back further than seemed possible. This way, her pussy grabbed Han's cock in such a way as he had never experienced. She started moaning as she stepped up the pace, moving her lower body fast. His dick was perfectly filling her and rubbing her in all the right places. And even though he just came, she could feel Han's body tighten up already. Their groans and screams were audible throughout the Falcon, accompanied by the fast-paced slaps of their skin. Han reached over, laying a hand on Ilya's belly and planting his thumb on her clit. When he started rubbing, it was all too much for the Twi'lek. With a loud scream, she orgasmed. Her already tight pussy was contracting around Han's cock, and just like that, he shot his second load deep in her. Ilya dropped back on the bed, her body shivering, kind of like I am now, I'm sure, and her leku twitching from the orgasm that had just raged through her. By the time she felt like moving again, Han was already up and getting dressed.
You can stay and rest till we arrive, he said as he buckled his belt. I'll get you some clothes.
Ilya just looked up at him, nodded. With a blissful look on her face, she drifted off to sleep. The last thing she heard was Han mumbling,
If I knew that'd shut her up, I'd have opened with that.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I loved it so much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for writing this. It's fantastic. And I'm probably gonna enjoy myself to it more than once in the future. I hope everyone listening is enjoying it as well. And basically, Toy Boy is my hero. You're awesome. May the Force be with you.